It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Bed Blitz makes beds, but a bed isn't truly made until there's a comfy quilt on top. Laura Kennedy has that.
Area quilters are taking needle to material to make sure kids in Bloomington Normal have a cozy night's sleep. Nancy Stone is with the Hands All Around Quilt Guild of Central Illinois, and she also volunteers at the Tool Library. She says that with the community coming together to create 80 beds for the annual Bed Blitz, it was just a natural extension to work on creating quilts to cover those beds.
So we have a number of ladies in McLean County who love to make quilts, and the fact that there were these children in need, it inspired them to get into making the quilts for them.
So did you go to the Hands All Around Quilt Guild and say, hey, look, we need to get busy?
It was just a conversation that I had with a couple other members while I was there, and it grew from there. Our community service committee took it to heart, and they're the ones who really presented it as, let's do this. Let's make this one of our community service projects. So we have quilts from the Hands All Around Quilt Guild, quite a few of them, but we also have quilts from the Lexington Sewing Group and the Eastview Church Sewing Group. And then we actually received one the other day from a quilt guild in Chicago.
So they heard about what you were doing and decided to make a donation.
They wanted to be part of it. They really liked our program, so they sent us a quilt that arrived a couple days ago. And then we have any number of quilts from just individuals around the community.
There's a great tradition of charity quilting among quilters. And awareness quilts as well. Remember the AIDS quilt?
Yes.
That was done. So quilting and making a contribution to the community really seem to go together.
It does. And we do have a lot of charity events and charity quilts that we make through the Hands All Around Quilt Guild. And every quilt guild will do this. We also make a number of what they call fidget blankets.
Fidget blankets?
It's a small blanket that someone would hold in there, like a lap quilt, and it has little things that you can do with your hands, and they go to a lot of senior centers. There might be buttons and bows and zippers and bells, things to just fidget with your hands. We make quite a few of those to go to the different senior centers around McLean County.
So what is your goal with these quilts? How many do you want to make?
We are doing 80 beds, so we would like at least 80. We actually have a few more than that, but it works out well because, you know, it takes some time to make a quilt.
Yeah, how much time?
Depending on the complexity and the size of the quilt, 70 to 120 hours for each quilt. So those had to start quite a bit earlier. Having a selection of quilts will now make it a lot easier for us to match up the appropriate quilt for each child.
Tell me about your process of trying to make a quilt for a child you've never met before and trying to make that appealing to the child, something that would be very special to the child.
We leave it to the quilter's imagination. These ladies have been making quilts for years. They have children of their own, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, so they have an insight as to what appeals to a child. Some may be drawn to the quilts we have here today that are kind of brighter colors for maybe a younger child, and then we have quilts for an older child, a young man's quilt or a young lady's quilt, and we have several of those too. And we leave it to our quilters to make what they feel drawn to.
And these are quilters who are working on their own. I mean, we all have heard of quilting bees, where a whole bunch of people get around a table and will work on a certain portion of a quilt. But all these are being done individually.
Yes, they are being done individually. The Hands All Around Quilt Guild holds several sewing days throughout the year. And I know that at several points during the sewing days, ladies were bringing the projects that they were working on. And as the Bed Blitz Committee, we actually held 3 sewing days of our own and had folks come in. We even had some young men from the Acacia fraternity at Wesleyan that came to one of our sewing days in the spring.
And it were was, they helping you to sew?
Well, I asked if any of them knew how to use a rotary cutter to cut fabric and got
blank
several
stares.
Confused stares. And then I asked if they knew how to cut pizza.
Uh-huh.
And yes, they knew how to do that. So I explained that a rotary cutter for fabric was just a smaller, sharper version of a pizza cutter. And within 10 minutes, I had 6 of the young men from the Acacia fraternity strip cutting fabric. And they did a beautiful job. And then we had some others who knew how to use an iron. So they were helping with that. And then some others were working on some fleece blankets we had. So we have had a couple days where there were a number of people who got together. Several from the guild were there, but then there were several just from the community who stepped in to help.
So it's not just folks from the guild who can do this.
No.
If you want to help out, you can get involved.
Everyone can get involved. We love to have people involved. Most of the pillowcases we have came from a local fabric store who was teaching a class on how to make pillowcases. And they made a request that the first pillowcase that anyone made be donated to a charity. So most of our pillowcases came from that class, and it was beautiful because they're wonderful colors and wonderful fabrics and such a variety.
You've got a note that you're going to be giving to each child with along with a quilt. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We want the children to know that this quilt was made with them, and even though we don't know their name, it was made with them in mind by people who love them. They don't have to know them to know that they're special and to know that they deserve to be loved.
Could you read a little bit from that for me?
Yeah, let's see if I can get through it without tissues. You are loved. This quilt is a gift from a quilter who wanted to wrap you in her love to let you know that you are special, to tell you that you are worth the time and effort it took to make this special gift for you. Each time she stitched two pieces of fabric together, she thought of the child who would sleep beneath this fabric, wrapped in a symbol of her love. She hoped that it would give you comfort, warmth, a safe place to call all your own, and dreams to inspire your life. She did not need to know your name to know that you are special. All children are special, each in their own unique way. Each child has gifts within them, spirit and talents, to share with the world. This quilter was once a child as you are, and through maturing her talents and gifts, she shares her love with the world through quilts, just like this one. She hopes as you wrap this quilt around yourself, you will feel her wrapping her arms around you, whispering in your ear, you are loved and you are special. The quilter who made this hug for you hopes that you find your dreams and follow them. She believes you are amazing.
That's beautiful, Nancy.
As the beds are being built, we actually have the quilts, sheet set, teddy bear, and the other items that go with the bed kit already in a box, ready to go with the child's name on it. So as they pick up their bed, we present them with their box. And they usually pull out, the teddy bear,
of
the
course.
Quilt, got to see what's in here. And the smiles, the squeals are just amazing. This is our second annual. We have 80 children this year. So if we have extra quilts, they're not going to waste at all. They're going to next year. So they're our buffer and our starter kit for next year. As soon as we don't get applications for beds, we can stop. But as long as we have applications coming in, we're planning to keep making beds.
That's quilter Nancy Stone. The Bed Blitz is Saturday at 8 a.m. at Youth Build McLean County in Normal. Stone says volunteer helpers are always welcome. I'm Laura Kennedy.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. You're listening to music from the motion picture How to Make an American Quilt. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM, GLT, and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.